Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Kevin Carlock of our law firm, Bell and Pollack. We are conveniently located in Greenwood Village, basically I-25 and Orchard. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you to educate you, to teach you, to train you on injury subjects, and we do it each week, and we try to cover a different injury subject each week. There's a lot to cover, a lot to talk about, a lot to teach you. We want to give you a level playing field with the insurance companies that try to beat your claim when you're injured. You're an injured victim of a car crash. That's our usual example. These insurance companies will try anything to reduce your claim, to beat your claim, to get you down and mitigate it and reduce it down as far as they can or get it down to zero. They try a lot of different things, and one of the things they try to do is conduct secret cloak and dagger surveillance on you. Is that legal? Yes, it is. We're going to educate you more about that today. But remember, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. At any time, it's an information-loaded website. It's designed and built that way. It's built that way to give you information. And our most popular feature there is one called Meeting by Accident. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Click on Meeting by Accident if you've been involved in an accident or a crash or a truck injury. Click on Meeting by Accident, and you'll see the answers to the most commonly asked questions people ask when they've been involved in an accident. It's easy. You don't have to speak to an attorney. You can just go to championsofthepeople.com, click on Meeting by Accident, and away you go. Also, we have a new book published. You know, and when you think about it, how do you get hurt twice in the same accident? Well, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. That's the name of our book. If you want it, you can have it for free. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, click on the ebook, and you can download it and have it for free. If you want a hard copy, all you have to do is contact our office at any time. We've written a book to give you further information on injury subjects. Okay, today, Kevin, we're talking about surveillance. So we had a little bit about surveillance last week with when Brad and I were here, but this week we're talking about surveillance. And I think one thing, let's talk about the traditional type of surveillance people that these insurance companies perform. Then we'll get into more sophisticated types in the show. But the traditional one is they have you followed and they film you.
Right. And insurance companies, and this is particularly common in work comp cases and serious personal injury cases, is the insurance company is going to pay a private investigator to look up some information about you. You'd be surprised what kind of information is just available publicly to these investigators. They're going to find out where you live, where you work, what your day-to-day activities are, and they're going to follow you around and videotape you.
Right. And, you know, the general rule is that they cannot invade your privacy. But that were those words, invasion of privacy, have been litigated all over the board. In one state, it may mean this. In another state, it may mean that. But one thing for sure is they're going to follow you. They're going to film you. Do they have the right to do that? Yes. But you have to be in a public place. And you cannot. They can't do it while you're inside your home.
That's right. Now, you know, anything you do that's just visible to the general public, whether you're going to the store, that's going to be fair game. Even if you're at your home, maybe you're working in your front yard, maybe you're working on your car in the driveway, that's going to be fair game too. So you got to be careful about yard work. That kind of thing is going to be fair game.
You know, and the terrible truth about this whole thing is people, let's say they have a back problem, a neck problem, they have limited range of motion. So when they move, it hurts. But some people do the activities anyway, even if it hurts them. But what happens is you show up on film looking like you're not hurt at all. But you could be in excruciating pain bending over in your front yard, but you're looking like you're not hurt at all. And that's what they want. That's what they're trying to capture, something that's inconsistent with the injuries that you're claiming.
Right. These adjusters, these investigators, they don't care about the nuances of your case. They're not necessarily going to have your side of the story when this surveillance is being conducted. They are going to try to get the information that they see as helpful to them and use that to frame your case. And they are going to try to dictate, okay, what should a person in your situation be looking like doing these activities, or should that person be doing these activities?
Right, and there are ways to attack this. We're not going to be able to go into that today. But when they do this surveillance, they got to be able to figure out they have the right person. I mean, if they have the wrong person, obviously their surveillance just goes down the tube, and it gets suppressed at trial and never is in front of the jury. But so they got to figure out they got a good quality film, they've got the right person. So how do they do that? You know, before they follow you, let's just cover this a little bit. Before they follow you, and they do it all the time, and they've been doing it more and more in the last 10 years, before they follow you, they research your personal information. And you'd be surprised how much they might even research your trash. They figure out your personal information, as much financial information as they can get, banking information, where you work, where you live, and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, like Gary said, that they can go through your trash. That's perfectly legal. You might get strange calls for your job, people calling, asking if you work there, and then just hanging up, people hanging out in the lobby. These are the things they do to find out about you. And a lot of it's just available online, either on a Google search or through there are various record checking systems where people can put in your date of birth or just your name and get a lot of information about you.
I mean, some of these insurance companies have programs and participate in software and organizations that, and they pay a fee to do it, that gathers all this information about you, everybody. And so when you're making a claim, they get the information against you, about you. You know, they can check marriage records, divorce records. And then if they get the divorce records and your divorce case is not sealed, they're going to get your financial information, property records, business registrations. So if you say you don't own a business, but you do, you've got to run and register, they're going to know this before they even start to get in their car or their secret van or their secret trailer and film you. You know, and the other thing is they gather the information and then they secretly film you. So we're going to talk a little bit about how they do this. They, you know, we've seen films of our clients in their front yard, in their backyard, when their garage door is open, but they cannot film you into a private place. So they can't film you in your house, or can't film you in a bathroom. But think about this. When you go into places, maybe like a casino, that says, you know, no cameras allowed, no photography allowed, no video allowed, but they do it anyway. So there's an argument there that they're not going to have a proper surveillance in the casino because they were, in essence, trespassing, in essence, breaking the rules.
Right. And something I've seen recently, Gary, is an investigator take a different approach, and a work comp company hired an investigator to investigate a work comp case. The investigator called the claimant and said, I need to talk to you. The work comp case is the work comp insurer is denying your claim. I need to come speak to you in your house. He actually asked to come into the claimant's house, and he would not talk to the claimant or support the claimant's claim unless the claimant invited him in. Now, if you do that, well, that investigator is going to be looking for information in your house. He's going to be putting it in a report. That's not going to be private. So you got to watch out for allowing an investigator into your home.
And when they call you on the phone, you need to figure out who they are. If it's not the adjuster, who is this person? You can ask them who you are. And, you know, if you give them consent, permission to come in your home, they pretty much got you, because they're going to inspect your home. They might even try to photograph it. There's a question on the legality of that, but they're going to come in there. They want to see anything in your home that's inconsistent with what you're claiming or injury. So one example might be, you know, you're injured. You can't do housework. You've hired a housekeeper to help you with the housework. Your house looks great. Your house looks immaculate. It's good. But then you run out of money, you have a financial condition and problems because of your injury, and so you fire the housekeeper. But when they come over, it looks great. They take pictures of the outside. It's all manicured. It's perfect. Well, you didn't do that, but your lawn keeper did. Your garden person did. Your neighborhood boy that's trying to help you because you're injured did. Your maid that you can no longer afford did. And so they say, well, your house is immaculate. That's totally inconsistent with your injuries, and they try to use it against you in court.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you got to be watching out for this. If someone asks to come into your house, you just can't do it. There's nothing for you to gain from letting them in, an investigator into your home.
Right. So when you do, you need to understand you're essentially under surveillance. You say, well, I'm not under surveillance. I don't have a camera. But you are, because they're going to write a report. They might take pictures. I mean, I've seen cameras in the ends of pens. sitting in somebody's pocket, okay, a pen. There's all kinds of surveillance cameras, all kinds of equipment these days. So you just need to understand, if they want to come into your home, it's not just to chat with you. It's not, they're gonna see if there's anything in your home or with you or the way you behave that's inconsistent with your claimed injuries. And as I said at the top of the show, you might have excruciating back pain, you might have excruciating neck pain, but you're polite, you sit there and talk to them, or you bend over even though you're in pain and it looks like you're not in pain. So that's how they try to beat your claim. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Today, Gary Bell, Kevin Carlock of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. And you know that you can go to our website anytime, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. We have a new book. Title of the book is Don't Get Hurt in the Accident Twice, Once in the Accident and Again on the Insurance Claim. If you want a book or a copy of the book, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Click on the ebook, and you can download it for free. And if you want a hard copy, just let us know. We're going to break coming up after the break. We're going to be talking about some more techniques they use, like field surveillance, meeting and interviews, personal data, and more. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Kevin Carlock of our law firm, Bell & Pollock. We do injury work. We are injury attorneys. We've been doing it for years. We'll be glad to help you. We put a lot of people's lives back together again for them. We've helped them navigate the insurance maze. And more importantly, we give you a legal game plan. We have point by point, we give you a legal game plan. You understand what your rights are. So it behooves you, if you're an injured victim, to come to our law firm early. We can show you in our legal game plan how the insurance company is going to try to beat you, how they're going to try to attack you. You understand what you need to do. You understand what you need not to do. You understand who you need to talk to. How powerful is that? If you've been in an accident, that's all free. We can give you our legal game plan. Come in to see us, Bell & Pollock. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or our website, championsofthepeople.com. Anytime, anywhere, in the comforts of your own home, by your computer, and you can get the information that we've got on our website for you. Today, we're talking about surveillance. You know, Kevin, some people ask us, well, you know, they're really not going to perform surveillance on me. They wouldn't do that on me.
Well, they absolutely will, especially if they're worried about the value of your case. They are trying to find anything to reduce its value, or any justification to deny liability for your case. So it's not necessarily something that you're going to know. These investigators, they are professionals, and they are thinking all day long about ways to not be seen, to do this surreptitiously. So even if everything appears normal to you, you have to assume that you are under surveillance and that you are being followed and that you are being videoed when you are in public.
Right. There's certain times of your case that's more favorable for them to start the surveillance, but they can do it at any time. And you need to understand the rules of surveillance. And you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. But one of the times is in your deposition. You go to your deposition, they know that's you. They know you're going to be walking out of the building. They know when your deposition is over because the defense lawyers call them. I mean, these defense lawyers work with the insurance companies. They work with these investigators. They work with these private eyes that spy on people for a living like you and try to get all this dastardly information about you. So one is your deposition. Another one is they're going to send you to a defense doctor, and we've covered that in previous shows. You know, they hire these specially hired defense doctors to come up with reports about you diminishing your injuries, saying you don't need this, you don't need that treatment, this treatment. And we've talked about that before. And remember, those doctors have no liability to you, no matter what they say under the Greenberg case. That was the subject of a different show as well. So, but there are certain points, Kevin, that they know you're going to be at your the defense doctor. They know you're going to be at your deposition, and they've got to be able to identify you. But then they follow you, and they, you know, their favorite place is to film you in the parking lot of a grocery store lifting groceries.
That's right. That's one of the go-tos. They're going to not just follow you to the grocery store and film you in the parking lot. They are going to use, like you said, Gary, some kind of pin camera, some kind of button camera. They're going to follow you around while you actually go shopping. And they love to see you bending down to get things on the bottom shelves, reaching up and stretching to get things on the top shelves, lifting those heavy bags of dog food. All those kinds of activities are things they love to see. And of course, loading it into the car, unloading it out of your car at home. These are things you got to think about. You've got to ask the bag boy at that store for help loading your groceries. You've got to get a friend or a spouse, child, to unload those groceries at home. If you get caught doing those things on surveillance, those are the type of things that they are going to try to use to affect your case in a negative way.
Exactly right. And one more time, the point is, you're legitimately hurt. You legitimately have back problems. You may even need back surgery, and your doctor may put you in lifting restrictions. But the point of the matter is, when they film you bending over and you're in a lot of pain, they don't see the pain. They see you bending over, and they love to do that. And so they know that you're legitimately hurt. They know even if you're in pain, you might be doing an activity that they call inconsistent with your claimed injury. You're claiming a back injury. How can you bend over? Well, you can bend over with a lot of pain, and you're not lifting up a lot of weight, and you're not violating any doctor's restrictions. But it looks like, Kevin, that everything's fine. No
right.
problem.
You know, so many people come to our office, Gary, and we start talking about this, and they say, you know, Gary, I'm not worried about that. I've got nothing to hide. I'm legitimately hurt. I'm not hiding anything. I don't care if they videotape me. They can videotape me all day long. You know, folks, they don't understand the manipulative way that these investigators, these adjusters, and these defense attorneys use this information against you, even in legitimate cases.
Right. I mean, and you can have a neck injury. You can have a range of motion issue. You can have an arm injury. Doesn't mean you can't use your arm, but it looks like you're doing everything without pain. Looks like you're doing everything without an injury. Oh, but your x-ray shows there's an injury. Your MRI shows there's an injury, but you can still move your arm. Yeah, it's in a lot of pain. I can still move my arm. I can't ride my bicycle like you. I can't lean forward on it. So they see you in the front yard, or they see you at the grocery store, or they see you in the park, or they see you in a wildlife area. I've seen them in people try to take a hike. They love hiking. They try to take a hike So the surveillance people show that she started up this path of a hike, and so the assumption is, or the impression is, or the vision is, well, you were hiking. Well, they don't show in the film that she went hiking about 30 yards, had to stop and turn around and quit because it hurt too much. That's what we're talking about. You can be legitimately hurt, and your case can be drastically affected by the surreptitious cloak and dagger surveillance techniques. Let's talk about another one they do, Kevin. This is sort of a recent trend. You know, social media, Facebook. If you've got a Facebook, if you've got a MySpace, if you've got anything on social media, that's the first place these insurance companies go. You make a claim, they go to your Facebook page. What are they looking for?
Well, you know, this is great for them. They don't even have to leave their chair. They are looking for, and again, people say, well, I've got nothing to hide on social media. There's no pictures of me doing, you know, backflips or lifting weights or anything like that. That's not what they need. For instance, one of the things the defense adjusters and the defense lawyers absolutely love are your vacation photos. Your vacation photos. Let's say you're just on vacation, you're sitting at dinner and you're smiling. Something as subtle as that is something that an adjuster, an insurance company lawyer is going to try to use against you. They're going to say, look at how much fun you're having. You don't look like you're in pain in this picture. Now, you didn't post the pictures on Facebook of you struggling to get out of bed in the morning, sitting on a bench while the rest of your family participated in, you know, some activity that you couldn't do. But something just as simple as that, sitting there smiling, is something they're going to try to use against you.
Yeah, another one, you might have a neck injury, but you go for a walk. Well, what does a neck injury have to do with your walk? You might go walk for half a mile. The doctor tells you to take a walk. It's in the medical records. They film you walking. The impression is, and the implication is, and the argument is from these insurance companies and these defense lawyers and the people that line up against you is that you're fine. You're out walking. What's your problem? Well, there's a big problem. The MRI on my neck shows I have a herniated disc. The MRI on my neck shows I've got a bulging disc or facet joint injury. There's a big problem, but I can still walk. I've heard that said in deposition. I can still walk. Yeah, you can walk, but you look okay. You know, and so, but social media, because, you know, Kevin, you and I both sat in depositions where the defense lawyers pick up a picture and they say, well, this is a picture of you in Costa Rica fishing. This is a picture of you. Well, no, I wasn't fishing. I was just sitting there. Well, here you are standing by a boat. Here you are in the lodge here. Here you are, and they just get it from your Facebook, from your own social media. And as Kevin just said a minute ago, they don't have to go anywhere to do it.
Right. And a few things you got to watch out for. You know, it's not necessarily going to be enough to make your Facebook private. Okay. Number one, they're going to go look at your spouse's Facebook, your kids, your friends, the businesses you patronize that they probably know from following you. They're going to look at the social media networks for all of those people and try to find pictures and statements about you. Something they'll also try to do is an adjuster or an investigator will just send you a friend request, see if you accept it, to get into your private information.
Right. Now, some of this can be litigated because sometimes they can't do certain things. Like, I mean, there's been famous cases where an investigator signed up to become a member of a yacht club just to get inside private grounds in the yacht club just to film subjects. Another one is a gym membership. They join to get the gym membership. They try to film you inside the gym membership, karate studios, that sort of thing, when you may be just innocently standing there. So, need any help, call us Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. We're here to help you. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Bell and Pollock is Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell here and Kevin Carlock of our law firm, Bell & Pollock. We're conveniently located in Greenwood Village, basically I-25 and Orchard. Easy access, easy to find, free parking, a lot of parking, no hassle to get there. You can call us and come in for a free initial consultation, and you can get our trademark-protected legal game plan. You can do it, and it's we've helped many people over the years with our legal game plan. You can be the beneficiary of that. If you want a copy of our book, the name of the book is Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident, Once in the Accident, and Again on the Insurance Claim. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Click on the ebook. It's free. You can download it. You can keep it. You can read it. You can follow it. It will help you. We try to give the information to you to put you on an equal playing field with the insurance company. Okay, today we're talking about surveillance, and we got to do a pretty quick wrap up here. Just know they're going to do surveillance on you. They're going to do surveillance on you either before you hire an attorney or afterwards. There's convenient times we've covered in the show when they're going to do them. And so, general rule, Kevin, you need to be alert, you need to be ready for this, and you need to believe it's going to happen to you.
Right, and like we've said, it doesn't matter if you are following your doctor's recommendations and orders to a T. They are going to find some way to try and manipulate the footage and information that they find against you.
Right, exactly. So you need to understand it. If you have any questions, call us 303-795-5900 in the mountains, 970-870-8989. We are Bell & Pollock. We are your champions of the people, and we'll see you next week.